Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The study of viruses in DNA typically falls under the purview of chemistry and biology. Doug Smith, associate professor of physics at the University of California, San Diego, takes a look at cell structure through the lens of physics.
DNA molecules hold the operating instructions for entire organisms and the blueprints to build them as well. That's a lot of information, which means these strings of code are long and unwieldy. Living things contend with DNA in a variety of ways. Within the nucleus of cells, for example, DNA wraps around proteins called histones. Many viruses use DNA for their genetic code, and although they are tiny, viruses cram a lot of DNA into a little capsule. They do this by reeling in the DNA with a molecular motor. The operation proceeds in fits and starts. I'm a physicist who studies the mechanics of this process. My research group has devised a way to watch individual motors at work. We want to know if the DNA rolls up in an orderly spool or if it jams into awkward configurations. To find out, we stuck individual pieces of the machinery onto beads that we can move with lasers. It's like fishing. We dangle a DNA molecule in front of the viral motor. If we're lucky, the motor grabs the DNA and starts reeling it into the viral head. Then we stop the motor by cutting off its supply of chemical energy and wait. The question is, does the DNA relax into a lower energy state? The answer is yes. When we restart the motor, it reels DNA in faster and with fewer pauses. The longer the stall, the greater the acceleration. While resting, the molecule must have untangled a bit, though that happened far more slowly in the viral capsule than it would have if the DNA were loose. How fast this virus packages DNA, then, is determined more by physics than by chemistry.
That was Doug Smith of the University of California, San Diego. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Get your motor running.